BPA provides more details on $5 billion transmission projects, written by Henrik Nielsen, and read by an automated voice. The Bonneville Power Administration provided updates on the agency's $5 billion in transmission projects as some stakeholders asked about sunsetting of tax credits and coordination efforts with other developers in the West. BPA staff discussed the agency's Grid Expansion and Reinforcement Portfolio, or GERP, during a January 27 meeting. GERP consists of more than 20 proposed transmission line and substation projects. The initiative, previously called Evolving Grid, aims to improve transmission and reliability in the Northwest, according to the agency's website. BPA launched GERP in two phases in 2023 and 2024. GERP 1.0 includes 10 proposed projects focused on 363 miles of transmission lines at a preliminary cost of $2 billion. It includes upgrades, rebuilds, and improvements to existing facilities, as well as two new substations and one new transmission line. The projects are all proposed as they have not undergone an environmental assessment under the National Environmental Policy Act, or NEPA, according to BPA's Eric Orth. Orth said he does not anticipate many NEPA challenges because many of the GERP 1.0 projects concern upgrades to existing facilities. They're not brand new lines going through new territory, Orth said. We will do our due diligence when it comes to NEPA, but I don't anticipate any big challenges with these lines or substation projects. The largest upgrade under GERP 1.0 is the replacement of a 91-mile, 230-kilovolt line with a 500-kilovolts line between BPA's Big Eddy substation and Pearl substation. The upgrade has a preliminary estimated cost of $670 million and an estimated completion by 2033. Orth said staff are scoping the project. We are well on our way, Orth said. We've got a good plan of service, and we're currently putting together plans to solicit the project this summer for an engineer, procure, construct contract. And so that's exciting. That's a big step. Essentially, the project will be at a 30% design, and we will bid that out competitively to a pool of contractors to finish the project. Many of the GERP 1.0 projects have an estimated completion date after December 31, 2029, when federal tax credits for solar and wind projects are set to expire, according to Alex Swertzman, Vice President of Power Marketing and Transmission at New Sun Energy. If these generating projects aren't energized, they're going to lose out on your tax credits, which could be 30-40% tax rate and value of the project, Swertzman said. Customers can help by coordinating with BPA as projects develop through scoping and design. Many of the schedules are tied to how long it takes to procure some of the materials, Orth said. BPA is working on ways to condense schedules, Orth said. But I think the question is a good reminder for us to maybe go back and look at which projects are tied to some renewable generation interconnection requests and see if we can do anything with the timing. GERP 2.0. GERP 2.0 includes 13 proposed projects with a preliminary projected cost of $3.9 billion. BPA aims to complete GERP 1.0 projects in the next 5 to 6 years, while GERP 2.0 projects have a longer timeline. Many of the 2.0 projects build on 1.0 upgrades, BPA's Matt Hagenson said. One major GERP 2.0 project is the Lower Columbia Knob Initiative, a three-part effort aimed at improving connectivity from the Lower Columbia region to the Nevada-Oregon border, with 500 kilovolts transmission lines and a new substation near the border. The project has a preliminary estimated cost of $1.9 billion with an estimated completion by 2035. It'll help create more interregional connectivity, Hagenson said about Lower Columbia Knob. We do have some joint studies going on with some southern partners in Nevada that would build up to that station. And so really creating that opportunity and that resource diversity between the Northwest and the Southwest. Fred Hiatt, Senior Policy Associate at the NW Energy Coalition, asked about coordination with other developers, pointing to PUSIF-ICOR's Blueprint South project, a new 180-mile line in south-central Oregon. Hagenson said BPA coordinates with other stakeholders through regional planning to assess how projects interact. Hiatt noted these are multi-billion-dollar projects, saying we kind of got to get it right. Western regional assessments focus primarily on east-west connectivity, according to Hiatt. I think the north-south configuration is something that really needs more attention, he said. So, just to say, this is a very interesting project. It has lots of big pieces and there are other forces at play here. And just to encourage Bonneville to provide more information about the discussions and studies that are being done, and again, more context, because this is a very big deal.